Hey, video star, guess what? I have a delightful, fabulous performance coach who helps people fine-tune their speaking skills. She's amazing. And she comes from a performance background, such as myself. So, this is like going to be performance nerds, like, seriously diving in
We
to.
are dangerous when we get together. I would just like to warn everybody.
Yeah, we've been known to, well, I've been known to curse when we get together, so be
One like
warned.
elbow drop one time.
Boom. Yeah, it's gonna be good. Okay, so guys, I want you to meet the amazing Molly Mahoney. She is the bomb diggity bomb dog. Like, she's awesome. And I had to bring her in because, I've told you guys about warming up and making sure that your body, your mind, your spirit's all warmed up and ready to have fun when you press record. But Molly's really gonna dive in. We're gonna go deeper into that, and you're gonna get a warm up from her, a video warm up. People, that's what I'm talking about. She's already warmed up. You're like, yeah. Woo. Okay, so I'm gonna give you a round of applause, Molly. Thank you so much for
Thank
joining.
you.
So let's dive in. First of all, tell me a bit about your background. As far as we've got two performers here, so fill everyone in on that.
Yeah, so I started when I was 8 years old playing Peter Pan in the musical Peter Pan. And then from there, I went to get a theater and dance degree at Chapman University, BFA. And then I moved to Las Vegas. I don't know if I've told you that, but I was a singer and dancer at the Rio in Las Vegas.
My
And
gosh.
then they sent me on a cruise ship from that contract. So I did that for 6 months. And then I like assessed everything, tried to do some my speaking skills are on point, film, TV, and thought, heck no, I am a musical theater nerd. So I moved to New York. I lived there for 8 years, performed all over the country in New York City, jazz clubs, the national tour of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And then I wanted to have babies. And I was like, I can't do this out of my 400 square foot apartment while touring with a flying car. So, my husband, who's a bass player that I met doing a show, we moved to California, back where my family lives. And now we have two kiddos. And now I help other people to spread their awesome through the world. And I love it.
I freaking love that. I did not know that you were in Vegas. That's so cool. That's
My
really
brand
cool.
is really G-rated, you guys, so I don't talk about it very often, but I was in the main part of the casino where like anybody could be, but it was definitely Las Vegas. So it's fun.
Oh my gosh. So video star, you're watching. You can tell Molly has honed her energy. She knows how to use it. She knows how to put it out there in the world. So I think, Molly, like your brand of how you put yourself out there is going to be so helpful because, I come from a performance background as well, but I'm an like serious introvert, like major introvert. And people can be surprised. They're like, but you do all this video stuff and you direct and you do. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't see me when I'm not doing that stuff. I am in the forest. Like, I am by myself, like writing, like on my own in my cocoon, like big time. I lived on an island with like five other people for a whole year. Like, I love to have that, quiet energy. And I think with doing video, like, it's not about being extroverted necessarily. It's about being yourself fully, right?
Totally. And I think that's actually a lot of people will say to me, oh my gosh, I want your energy, or oh my gosh, you're just crazy and you have this energy and it's just natural for you. And while I will admit that, like, I thrive off of a crazier frequency than a lot of people, I don't ever expect anyone else to bring in the same energy that I bring. I expect them to really get in touch with what makes them feel amazing and the things that they love. And that bubbly feeling when you find something that makes you super, excited, or you hear a song or you eat a food or whatever, and it makes you like, that's what you want to bring to the camera. So you have to like really identify those things that make you awesome as a human being. I have my clients make a list of 20 things that make them an awesome human. Forget about your business and like think about those
I do
things.
that too.
Really?
I had my
Amazing.
peeps do that. There was a lot of resistance,
Yeah, people
but
freak out about it.
yeah.
And it's been the number one like transformer for my clients. And I always say that everybody has something that makes them uniquely awesome. Even if it's just that they make an amazing quesadilla. So find your quesadilla of awesome. And then different days, like some days you're gonna wake up. You guys, I had a show till I didn't, I was just telling Sarah, I didn't go to bed till 1:30. I have two kids. I was up at like 6. I have been doing stuff all day since 8:30 a.m. I started. And some days it's going to be a little harder, but you have to connect with what it is, like why it's important that you're sharing this message and what sort of energy you are going to be held responsible for by your audience so that you can elevate them by elevating yourself.
Yeah. Well said. I love that. And I love the scrunchy face after. I love that. But it's true. It was like a drop the mic moment, right? Because, you know, there's that thing of, you know, I tell people to, like, I train my peeps to really bring their best energy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a quiet, like a very quiet video can be absolutely compelling if you're bringing your full energy. Yeah. Or like something that's out there and just so exuberant can be so compelling. But it's when you're an exuberant person and you're trying to be quiet, pretending to be quiet, or if you're a quiet person and you don't want to, you know, or you're pretending to be like an exuberant person, that's when people go,
right? Yeah. If it feels icky to you, it probably feels icky to them too.
Yeah.
But don't mistake fear and judgment that you're putting on yourself for ickiness. Like,
yeah. There's good icky and bad icky.
Yeah.
So let's talk good icky and bad icky. So what to you is bad icky?
Bad icky is when you're judging yourself or comparing yourself to others. So if you watch somebody else's video and the whole time while you're doing your video, you're thinking, I'm not as good as that other person, or I'm not bringing the same awesome that other person brought, you're not focused on what amazingness you have. And this is something that I started off as a musical theater coach, and it was something that would happen all the time with people who were so successful. So if you start comparing yourself, that comparison thing is a bad icky.
Yeah.
We have to do a whole series of good icky and bad icky.
Good icky, bad icky. I think we're onto something. Yeah. Hashtag. And then, of course, there's like, yeah, actually, screenshot. The whole good icky comes from pushing out of your comfort zone, does it not?
Yeah, totally.
It doesn't necessarily feel good. It can feel icky.
Or it's that scary, but being able to recognize that those nerves are actually something you don't want to squash. It's all just like vibration, right? It's the way that it's the of it all. And you want that to come in. I wasn't sure I was going to tell people this, but I did a live video today and I don't know why. I know exactly why. I'm lying to you. So I wanted to do this live video where I didn't want many people to watch because I wanted to repurpose it and turn it into an ad. So I'm very strategic with my videos, and I got kind of nervous before I hit the go live button because I knew I had big plans for this video to lead people to a webinar. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'm really nervous pushing this button. And then I pushed it and I started talking and I was like, this is going horribly. And then one person joined and I stopped it. I have never done that because I go live like 3 times a day and my training groups are on, you know, whatever. Yeah. And, I thought that was a good learning lesson for everybody, that even me, I'm doing it all the time and I get the, you know, my ickies come up sometimes, and I did it over again and it was fine.
Yeah.
But you know, we got to just be ready to go with the flow.
It's true. But yeah, so I think that differentiation between good icky and bad icky is so important to understand. And also, you know, this thing around nervousness, coming up and learning how, because, you know, performance training, actor training, all that kind of stuff, it's not this thing that is just about using it as an actor. There's things you can use in other areas as well, you know, because
you're working with human beings. So you are not only showing yourself doing a monologue or a song, you're showing yourself as a human too.
Yeah.
That's important sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. Right. And that thing around learning how to, as you mentioned earlier, use your nerves, transform mm-hmm. them. Like if you're nervous, that's actually a good thing, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's energy that you can transform.
So my biggest trick, and I think this is actually why I was more nervous today, because usually I start my videos with music. And I know this doesn't work for everybody, but for me, I have like good jams that I put on and I address the audience and I'm like, hey, if you're watching in the replay, because usually people aren't on live at that point. So I start with music and then I'm getting my stuff out and like pumping myself up, and I'm doing it for everybody else too.
Right.
And with this video that I did today, I didn't do that because I wanted it to go right to the content.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that extra little trick that works for me.
Yeah. And you have to be careful too with music if you don't have the copy, like the rights to use it, right? So if you're doing a video and you're like, I'm going to warm up with some Beyonce, and then you sell that or you repurpose it in a way that's not cool, like you can get into some serious trouble. But
You're totally right.
Yeah. But I love the idea of having that thing, that go-to that you can use either like as you're starting your video or before you start your video to make sure that you're in the right energy, you know? It's so important.
And knowing what it is for you, like what sort of energy. So if you're not doing a Motivational Monday video, you might not want to have that, you know, on there. If you're doing, I have a friend who does the, just started doing some really awesome yoga live video stuff. And it's like, she starts in a completely different place than I do, but it's really centered in her strongest energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because warm up doesn't necessarily mean do jumping jacks. It could be like meditate. It really depends on.
Yeah, different for everybody.
Yeah, the energy of you and the energy of that video, right? Yeah.
Totally.
You know, there's this thing, which you may not know about me, is I actually started off in biochemistry. And I was going to become a mad scientist. Actually, I've used the phrase mad scientist in several of my videos, and I encourage people to experiment. And that totally comes from my nerdy days as a science nerd. Well, I'm still in nerdy days. It's just changed the type of nerddom that I express. But in my science nerd days, I took physics, and one thing that they talk about is energy. You know, that energy can't be created or destroyed. It can just be transformed,
just shifted,
into different,
different
forms, you know? So like if you think of like say lightning, a bolt of lightning, it's so filled with energy, and when it boom and it comes out of the sky, it's dispersed into different forms of energy. So that light energy turns into sound energy, turns into friction energy at the ground, and that energy is dispersed, you know?
Totally.
And it's just transformed into something else. So it's like, you know, that science nerd part of me that's like, yeah, physics, also picks that up in performance as well, that when you are nervous, it's all about just transforming and using that energy, channeling it, right?
Yeah. So I used to, because I get so excited, I used to be told by a lot of acting coaches that I needed to do less. And I had one great teacher who had me write on my hand, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough, because I was always trying so hard to impress people, you know? Mm-hmm. But I worked with an Alexander teacher who helped me come up with something that was so great.
Hold on, let's tell people what Alexander is as a quick sidebar.
Good point. Yeah. So Alexander technique is like, this is going to be my hacked way of explaining it, but it's basically getting your body back into the movement that it naturally is meant to do. And there's lots of exercises, like you stand up and sit down in a chair 15 times to learn the natural way for your body to move. Your legs like hanging below your knee instead of efforting them into things. But she did a lot of energy work as well. And her name was Chloe Wing. She passed away, but she was so amazing. And she helped me because I was feeling like I needed to squash my energy. And she helped me to come up with this breathing thing where I would breathe in, and instead of dissipating the energy, to send it through the room. So it was like creating this giant cloud of energy below you with your breath that is there to support you. And when you go into an audition situation as a performer, the nerves are like insane because there's all these people sitting there with the sole purpose of judging you, right? It's like awful. But knowing that you have the power to send that energy through the room to stand there and to ground you is like amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That.
I agree. No, because you use it. And I think both of us can speak to this as performers, you know, going in. It's funny, as a director and being behind the scenes and being the person who's auditioning people, like I'm nervous too, because I'm looking for that right person.
Right.
And I remember.
You just want them to be great.
You want them to be great.
It's hard to understand. Yeah. I know.
And so after I started directing, I thought I could trick my brain as an actor to be like, look, they just want you to be good. No problem. Go in that room and you'll be fine. And it totally didn't work. The first time I tried that, I got really nervous. And the reason why is because I was ignoring my nerves. I was trying to pretend they were not there.
Yeah.
Instead of finding out how to use them. You know?
Love that. Totally.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Hey, can we get into a little warm-up?
I would love to.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
So I have this warm-up, you guys. It's called the BFAB warm-up, and here's what it is. I'm going to go through it super quickly, but I just want to talk a little bit.
Hold on. Can I do it with you?
Oh, my gosh,
yes. So they can follow along and do it.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I also have, I'll send you, I have a longer video that's like on my YouTube channel that goes through this really slowly too. So if you want to expand on it with them, you can.
Okay, cool.
But you guys, as a performance coach, I have so many people who come in here, non-business owners who come in here and they're like, okay, well, you know, what are we working last week? How's your week been? Did you practice? Did you warm up every day? And they're like, uh-huh. Or did you warm up before you get, sometimes I'll say, did you warm up before you got here? Kinda. Like, so what did you do? And they're totally lying because we don't prioritize it. And I know I'm bad about it too, but since I've been doing this and I'm, you know, I'm like teaching a course where I do training for them every single day right now, it is the first thing, it's in the first couple of hours of my day for sure. And I do this exact warm up, and you guys, it has been so, so, so good for me. So what it is first you want to breathe. That's the B of the BFAB warm up. And when you breathe, which I know you guys have had some training on this, so you breathe really low into your belly and make your whole belly expand. So we're just going to take a giant deep, oh my gosh, Sarah, I'm just remembering that horrible live video mistake that I made. Remember? We took the 90-day year together, and I accidentally went live with instructions on breathing in the 90-day year group. Yes. I had the camera like on my belly inside this like awesome course that we were taking with all these business owners. And Sarah was just going along with me, like cheering on, full on 20 minutes of shooting a camera at my pregnant looking belly. It was awesome. I realized I had done it the wrong way. Okay. So you're make sure you know where your live video is going when you go live, you guys. I am the crash test dummy. Okay. So you're going to breathe in really low, right? So breathe in through your nose. Let's just do a little bit together. Breathe in through your nose. Expand everything. Keep your shoulders down. So shoulders, do it again. Shoulders. When you breathe out, your tummy should come in. So breathe out and your tummy comes in, right? All the air is expanding. And now you're going to, like an accordion, expand your belly, breathe in. And then you can breathe in a little bit through your mouth, and then you're going to blow out. Now do it again. Breathe in. And hiss this time. Keep hissing. And you should feel that your belly tightens up a little bit. Do you feel that? Do it one more time and try and make it last a really long time. So blow everything out. Good. Now giant big breath in. I do my nose and then a little bit through my mouth. So I get that extra little sip of air and then hiss. Keep hissing, and I'm going to talk, but keep hissing. And what my clients have told me is so important about this is that warming your body up in this way will start to train yourself so that it becomes a habit. Because a lot of times when you're talking on camera, you get nervous, like we said, and you start taking really shallow breaths, and it like cuts you off from your audience. So I'm just going to keep talking. Yeah. Okay. So doing a butt, like at least four of those. Okay. First, that's the breathing of the BFAB warm up. And then I actually have been challenging my students to do this like four times throughout the day. So as soon as you sit your butt down in the car, if you drive, if you're not in like New York or somewhere where you're taking public transit, do this in the car, the whole thing. I do it often with my kids on the way to school. Okay, so that's the first part. The next one is your face. So I'm so glad that you mentioned earlier that little thing or whatever that I did. Because when you're on camera, you have so many other ways to express yourself. It's not just your voice. It's not just the content. It's everything. And sometimes people will come on and they'll be like, hey guys, it's Molly. We're here. Even if you're going to do like a really relaxing video, hello, it's Molly. We're going to be talking about meditation today. That or hello, it's Molly. We are going to be talking about meditation today. So I wasn't like doing my normal crazy face, but you still can use your face to express things. So you want to warm it up so that if you have this coloring box of facial expressions to choose from, it's limber and ready for you to go there. So here are my favorite face stretches. You can do it with me. Yeah. Big face. Little face. Big face. Little face. And then squish it to the right. I don't know.
You're at the right.
Okay. And then I puff out my cheeks. Sometimes I do a full circle on both sides. And then puff out your cheeks really big. I get like extra crazy tension in my jaw back there. Yeah. Puff that out really big. And then we're going to move from that face stretch, right, to your articulators. So that's BFA. Of the BFAB, your articulators. And your tongue is like this giant muscle that has so much to do with the way you communicate. So take your tongue and put it into your cheek. Can you feel the back of your tongue, how it's stretching on the other side? And then try the other side. And then you take your tongue and you go all the way around on the inside of your mouth. Mm-hmm. All the way. It's super easy to do all of this in the shower, you guys. So if you shower every day, if you brush your teeth every day, do this. And so far we haven't gotten loud yet, so your family won't be able to know
Yeah, I was just gonna say, like, you could tell we've got two performers doing this because neither one of us cringed at that at all. We're like, you know, like, but yeah, shower, good place to do it for people who are a little more shy about doing this in public.
It's also like great to set a physical thing that you do all the time that reminds you to do it. So if you feel that water hit you in the shower, use it as like Dumbo's magic feather to remind you that you have the superpower to warm up. So you can also do lots of tongue twisters. I add in there. I do bugata pukata. So it's plosive and non-plosive consonants. Bugata pukata. I'm sure there's a million concepts.
Bugata
pukata. Yes. Yeah, bugata pukata. S's are really big for me. I have had dentures since I was 12. And so I have implants now and they're kind of starting to move. So I'm having a little bit of a lisp, which we can take a little veer. Did you see what happened? Did you see what happened on my Facebook page about my lisp?
No.
Okay. So I think I shared it only in the new 90 Day Year group. So somebody commented on one of my videos and said, you have a lisp. You need to see me. I'm a speech therapist. There's no reason that someone who speaks as quickly as you should be offering any advice to people who want to speak on camera. It was like super rude. And then she said, and you need to fix your lipstick.
And then she said, call me. I can help you.
Yeah, I think she had like all of the numbers after her name.
Wow.
You know, so like whatever. But I used it as an opportunity to be able to reinforce my brand. Like I sat there for a moment being like, are you actually kidding me? So I wrote her back. And I'll send it to you because I wrote her back and I said, you're totally right. I've had dentures since I was 12 years old. So you're correct. I do have a slight lisp. It's something that I would never mention to someone in person on, you know, in public. I'd probably send them a private message. you know, and I said, I'm working on it. And it's something that I use as a way to empower my students to know that we're all going to have our own little quirks that we have to work through. And then I also said, and you're totally right. I speak crazy fast. And it's something that is natural for me. And I have chosen to celebrate it rather than squash it. The people who really dig it, really dig it. Those who don't can go somewhere else. Yeah. Right?
You know what they get? Boom, boom.
Right? But I like really hold that back and like kill her with kindness. And I said, good call on the lipstick. Like I was rushing before this video and I noticed it afterwards. But hey, I said, this is live, baby. Like you get what you get.
Yeah.
And then she wrote back and said, you're right. I apologize. Good. But I shared the post. I like blocked her name out and I shared it in several different places online. And the response that I got was like, amazing. So if you're afraid to go on video or do things because you're afraid of the judgment people will have, you guys, I've had people be super rude to me, but I am secure in what my business stands for. And I had someone ask or say that I looked like I ate Katy Perry once on video because they were saying I looked like chubby and real cute because Katy Perry's real cute. I'm just kidding. Oh my. But I mean, I've had people say things to me where I'm like, are you actually kidding me? But every time I've been able to take it and reinforce and use it as a moment to empower others to feel better about themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, we're still in the BFAB warm-up. So the articulators are really important.
You're on S's.
S's are really important for me. But you have to know what's important for you, right? All right, now the last little part is BFAB. B is for body and voice because I wanted it to be BFAB, so I snuck the V in there. Nice. Okay, so even if you're doing a video where it's just your face, where it's just your face on camera, your body is still attached to your face. I don't know if you're aware of that, but your body is still attached.
Yeah.
So, and it's what's supporting you. So if you're coming in with like tight hips and stuff, that tension is going to translate to the rest of your body.
Yeah.
Tight shoulders. So give yourself a little stretch in the morning, right? It's good. So I mean, I like to lean against a wall, fall to the side, and then fall forward and make sure I'm doing that, right? All of that. And then connect it to your actual voice. So I know you have some people talking about vocal stuff in here. For me, I like to make sure that you access the four corners of your vocal range. So really low. And then
Yeah, do it with me. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, ready? So you're here.
Huh.
Awesome. And then from there, you're going to do like a high school choir siren. Woo! And it's awesome how you can actually feel that vibration when you're in the lower range and you don't feel it in your chest when you're in the higher range. Okay, are you ready to get really crazy?
Yeah.
Put your hands like this. I'm getting over a cold. Hold on. Sorry. Okay. Hold like this right by your face. So they're going to be by your face. Yeah. Okay. So our sound resonates in different parts of our head, actually, right? So that was chest and then like, woo, way head voice. Now we're going to bring it really close to our front of your face. So say, So we're going to take that. We're just going to stay on one note. Do you see how you can change? It gets a darker quality when it's back here like Kermit the Frog.
Or when it's up here like Miss Piggy, right?
If you are listening to yourself on camera and listening constructively, not being judgy and like, oh, I'm actually a little nasally there. Play with that and see if you can move the sound further back in your voice. But we talk every day, so this is all super habitual. So if you don't warm up, you're not going to change.
Yeah. Like, totally.
More comfortable. Yeah. Okay. And then my last little thing I want to do. So you're going to do a, I know I'm like really close to the camera right now, but you're going to do a siren and you're going to jump and then you're going to shake it into your body like this. Maybe you might not be able to do it sitting down, but try. Okay. We're going to go like this. Bend your knees and breathe. Jump and siren. Woo! Woo! And then let it resonate down there. Try it again. Ready? Ready? Woo!
Yeah. Yes. Through your body.
And then I have one last energy tip I want to give you. Water! Everybody knows we need to drink water, but we don't do it enough. I don't do it enough. I don't know about you, Sarah, but we need to drink more water. So drink more water.
Yeah. Agreed. Agreed. And I don't have any water nearby.
So let me ask you,
that was fantastic. Let me ask you, as far as energetically, I know you have to go, but energetically, when we're talking about shifting that energy from nervousness and channeling it into something that's more productive, do you have any hot tips for them? Any last minute hot tips?
Yeah. So just really, yeah. So if you set a very specific objective of what you want to achieve through your video, you know, if you've set a call to action, that's even better. But if you know you want to, you know, get someone to whatever, you know what the objective is, then within that video, you have different tactics that you're going to be using. And this comes down to like beat work as an actor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, there's like a whole story as to where I got this from, but if I am going to, when Sarah asked me this question, right, this is not a question that I was totally prepared for. We kind of talked about stuff beforehand, but I stopped. So I took a pause. Pausing is super valuable. Yeah. I took a pause and then I switched into to educate was my tactic that I was going to use. And all I'm focusing on is educating you so that you can understand this, right?
Yeah.
Or if my tactic is to excite you, like when I first start my video, if I'm like, whoa, I'm here to energize you, then my energy is going to be way different. So if you know what your tactic is, like, and the tactic is the way that you get what you want. And start noticing as you go through your regular life, especially if you have kids, like my 4-year-old is, his tactics are like on point, right? we all do it all the time. And that helps you to focus that energy in a way that's constructive. Mm-hmm. If you know what your objective is and you know you have options with these tactics to get what you want.
Yeah. And you know what? They already have a list of tactics, but we call them action words.
Oh, yeah.
So exactly. They had to go through and see what ones resonated most with them. So they already have a list that they have been working on. So
I love it. So then with those with those action words, which is exactly what they are, right? Notice the energy that you have. And we can, and I don't know if you guys do this. But we did it last month with like on Zoom with a group of people. And it was so funny because it was all business owners and not, you know, so, but I said, like, we all had one sentence to say, and you say that sentence with different tactics. So, and it'll change the way that you're speaking. It'll change the energy that you bring to the moment as well.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Use it. Do it. So Molly, thank you so much. I know you have to fly. We're like 1 minute over right now. So where can people find you? I know you talked about live, doing like live streaming. So how can they engage with you? Like, what's the best way to find you?
Yeah. So my Facebook page is Molly Mahoney, the Prepared Performer. I do live stuff there all the time. I do a lot of live on my personal page, which I always link on that business page. And you're totally right that I need to watch my music because I use music all the time and I don't always turn it into ads, but I think about it on my YouTube stuff. But when I'm doing that intro, I haven't thought about it that much. So amen to you. And that's really off the tip of the game. But I have this really great checklist that I would love to share with you guys, because I like to call myself the crash test dummy of live video. And so I have made a really detailed checklist of what to do before you go live on camera, on Facebook. It's all Facebook Live. So once you, before you go live, during your live video, and then how, my favorite thing is how to repurpose that video after you've gone live, because you guys are investing a lot of time and energy into this video. So, you know, you want to put it on your, embed it on your blog, turn it into a YouTube video, get those captions on there. There's a bunch of stuff in there on the ways to repurpose your video as well.
Awesome. Yeah. And our lovely, social media expert, Karen Yankovich, dove into this as well, but I love that it's coming like from a very different perspective, you know, yeah. Like, that repurposing part. The other stuff is all completely unique to you. And the other is like a great mishmash between you and Karen. So cool. I'm loving it. Yay! Loving it. And where is that? Where can they find that?
Oh yeah. Sorry. So that's at thepreparedperformer.com/live-video-checklist.
Okay. I'll put the link down.
Live video checklist, but thepreparedperformer.com/. You have to have those dashes in there, but I'll send it to you.
Okay. All right. So on behalf of myself and my absolutely fantastic, amazing Video Star students, thank you for your time, for your talent, for your energy, your teachings. This is so invaluable. So thank you.
Awesome. Okay. I love everything that you're doing. And I just, I'm so proud of all of you guys for jumping in here and being here with Sarah on this amazing journey.
Okay, guys. So okay. Dive into the rest of the bonus stuff, trainings if you haven't already. And as always, dream up.
It's like, boo, boo. Ooh, I like it.